AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and Israeli strikes hit Tehran again Monday. Israel again bombarded Lebanon, and Iran fired back, including a drone strike that temporarily shut Dubai's airport. Meanwhile, President Trump's pressuring China and U.S. allies to send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
We don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them. But it's interesting. I'm almost doing it in some cases, not because we need them, but because I want to find out how they react. Because I've been saying for years that if we ever did need them, they won't be there.
In Nigeria, deadly bomb blasts have hit Maiduguri in the northeast. One witness estimates more than 200 people were injured, along with an unknown number of dead. No group has claimed responsibility, but officials say Boko Haram and a faction have intensified attacks this month. Afghanistan is accusing Pakistan of targeting a hospital for drug users in Kabul with an airstrike. It says some 400 people were killed. Cross-border clashes erupted last month. Back in this country, officials say an Afghan immigrant whose family said had worked with U.S. forces in his home country died at a Texas hospital over the weekend after having been detained by immigration authorities. Cause of death still pending. And Jennifer King has vaccine news.
A federal judge has placed a temporary block on the administration's order to cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines. It's the latest development in a lawsuit filed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups. The decision by Judge Brian E. Murphy halts an order by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge says it's also likely that Kennedy violated federal procedures when he fired the entire 17-member advisory committee on immunization practices. Kennedy replaced it with a group that includes several anti-vaccine voices. HHS spokesman Anthony Nixon says they look forward to the judge's decision being overturned. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Haya Panjwani has highlights of last night's Academy Awards.
Paul Thomas Anderson won big at the Oscars with one battle after another, but Sinners also landed major movie wins. In the shadow of those big movies, actor Amy Madigan ended a 40-year wait between nomination and winning for Weapons.
It's all the people who've helped me get here. You know, you're just, as you can tell, I'm a little flummoxed.
The show also honored Rob Reiner and Robert Redford in a long in memoriam section.
And for us, who had the privilege of working with and knowing him and loving him, all we can say is, buddy, what fun we had storming the castle.
Anderson, one of the most respected filmmakers of his generation, finally won an Oscar.
One battle after another.
Audio courtesy of AMPAS 2026. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.